Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, Grateful Ones. Before we start, find yourself in a comfortable space and take three deep breaths. I know it's been tough for all of us, so let's take this time to feel whatever you're feeling as you take a deep breath in. Take in love, kindness, joy, and gratitude. And as you exhale, let go of any pain, anger, regret, or discomfort you're feeling right now. Welcome to After 30 with Cara Erigel, a 30-something reminding you to take deep breaths and live with gratitude as we talk love, life, fear, relationships, career, sex, food, money, good books, and how life is so much different and oddly the same after 30. I post new episodes every Thursday. Follow at After 30 with Cara Erigel on Instagram and Facebook to stay updated.
Man, words can really hurt, huh? I swear, every time someone tells me tumataba ka or you've gained weight, it really ruins my day. Let me give you a little background. Since moving out of the city, I've been blessed with an abundance of such good food. Also, so grateful to have married a man who cooks so well and eats so freaking well too. Safe to say, I've gained some weight. Some happy, married, good food, peaceful, stress-free life type of weight. The thing is, I've always been thin my entire life, as in stick thin, but my appetite and love for good food has always been the same. Since stepping into my 30s, obviously my metabolism has slowed down, and since then, I've been so conscious of my weight, because I've really been feeling the vast difference. My clothes all of a sudden don't fit me anymore, I'm feeling heavier than ever, and a lot more sluggish. I'm not gonna lie, it does not feel good. It has not been good on my overall self-esteem. Weight has never been an issue for me. I never really thought about it as much as I am now. Like even the idea of my weight and somebody else's weight, it was never a thing I commented on. Not a thing I was ever bothered by. Since moving to the province, I've probably been told tumaba ka or you've gained weight 5 or 6 times by different people. Some are not friends. Most of them not even acquaintances. One even said, tumataba ka, buntis ka na siguro no. Or, you're gaining weight, maybe you're pregnant. Medyo double whammy, because clearly I'm not pregnant. On a good day, like when that person shot that double whammy at me, I would say, and I did say, that wasn't a very nice thing to say. In fact, it was rude. I would appreciate it if you don't make comments like that. Yay, passed on a good day, Cara. But some days, like the most recent encounter I had, I just didn't have the capacity and the self-control and the energy. Some days are just like that. I mean, I'm sure you have those days too, right? I was told, tumataba kayo, pertaining to me and my husband, from across the room as we were about to leave a restaurant. As in, on our way out. It felt like nabato ako ng chinelas, tapos wala akong suot na kahit anong maibabato pabalik. I was in my gym clothes, literally, on my way to the gym. And I already was pushing myself that day because I wasn't feeling very good. Ending, I didn't go to the gym anymore. It was right across the restaurant, but I decided to drive home and cocoon. Firstly, okay, I want to say, absolutely no hate on the person who made this comment. We've already had a conversation about this and she's apologized. And I also knew full well that she did not mean to hurt. I said that to her too. That was not her intention at all. In fact, she's one of the kindest people I know here. The person who gave me the double whammy comment, though, that's a different story. But this one, She just caught me on a really low day. And the comment hurt me. It really did. I processed the feeling when I got home, really thought about it, even boasted about it. And it really got me thinking about the immense power of our words. Not just the words said to us, but the words we say to ourselves. Now, let's first deal with the power of words said to us, i.e. the unsolicited tumataba ka comments. This is an unspoken rule. It is generally considered impolite and inappropriate for a number of reasons. Let me give you my top seven. First, commenting on somebody's body can harm their self-esteem and well-being, like what happened to me. This can even have a long-lasting negative impact that can even lead to anxiety or worse, depression. Our body shapes and sizes are unique, and we should be promoting body positivity. All bodies are valuable and deserving of respect and acceptance. Second, lack of consent. Commenting on somebody's body without their consent can make them feel uncomfortable or even violated. Personal comments about appearance should be made only when explicitly welcomed or in a context where such comments are appropriate, such as if you're my doctor or if we're in a close, trusting relationship. Third, superficial focus on someone's appearance. Focusing on someone's external appearance overlooks their inner qualities, talents, and achievements. It reduces a person to their physical attributes, which is an incomplete and superficial way to perceive someone's worth. Fourth, it can feel like an invasion of privacy, especially if the person doesn't have a close relationship with a commenter.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fifth, it is unsolicited advice that comes across as judgmental. Sixth, if consistently said to someone, even in a close relationship, this can damage trust and intimacy. You can communicate this respectfully. It's generally more productive to communicate openly and respectfully about issues within the relationship rather than resorting to body criticism. Seventh, body dysmorphia. Persistent negative comments can contribute to body dysmorphic disorder, where individuals have an obsessive focus on perceived flaws. The reality is that we have become so used to this as a society. Running joke na nga siya. 3 Christmases ago, my mom even bought us matching shirts that said, "Tita, kayo din po tumaba," to wear to our Christmas family reunion. We've learned to just laugh it off on the outside, but the danger is that you never really know when you'll hit someone hard and how your mindless, thoughtless comments can affect them. So, be kind. Now, let's talk about the power of the words we say to ourselves. This is way more important because this is what we have control over. You know what's funny though? People who comment on weight are people who are most conscious of theirs. What comes out of our mouths are usually spillage of what's overflowing on the inside. Think about that real hard. So imagine how hard they must also be on themselves. After much thought and cocooning, I realized how hard I was being on me. Like I said, how another person looks has never been a concern for me. Lalo na sa sarili ko, but I was being so hard on me. I got hurt by a random comment on my weight because I was commenting hard on my own weight. I was working hard. Workouts are extra effort now, by the way. But I've been doing it. I've been watching what I eat, trying my best to eat better. And just at the exact time I was having it tough, and my inner monologue was bitchier than ever, I was told I was getting fat. In my head, it invalidated all the hard work I've been putting in. Sabi ni inner kara, ota mo, you're not working hard enough, sabi sa'yo eh. But nobody really has the power to hurt you. I got hurt because I was already hurting. I was already being mean to me. Na-affirm lang siya. And the crazier thing about that is, what we constantly tell ourselves, we attract. And once we attract this energy, the universe will affirm it. And then we say, ota mo, sabi ko na eh, tama ako eh. E malamang, you literally asked for it. A huge shift in perspective is what we need. We need to be kinder to ourselves, talk to ourselves better, because in the same way we attracted the negative energy, we also can attract the good, amazing energy if we put our heart and mind to it. For example, instead of saying, I want to lose weight, tell yourself, I am going to be fit and healthy. Our brains automatically think of loss when we say, I want to lose weight, and see it as negative. But when you say you will be fit and healthy, you will be working at moving more, eating better, and making healthier choices. Commenting on another person's body, please, let's stop doing that. No matter what you say, it is never, ever coming from a good place. There are a million other things you can say to somebody when you see them again after a while or during small talk. Let's please veer away from thoughtless comments. Here are some conversation starters that are way better and more productive than commenting on someone's body. How about asking about their interests? Like, what shows have you been enjoying lately? What are your hobbies outside of work? What book are you reading now? Discuss current events. What are your thoughts on the news lately? Narinig mo ba yung issue ni ganito? Compliment their style or their personality. Hey, I like your energy. Or, ooh, I love your outfit. It really suits you. But mean it, okay? Don't be like a Regina George. Talk about food. Personal anecdotes. Talk about your recent learnings. Common interests. Ask about their family or their friends. Ang daming pwedeng pag-usapan, and there are so many other better, more productive things to say than tumaba ka or you're gaining weight. Words can really hurt, but only if you allow them to, and only if your own words are already hurting you. Remember how powerful words can be, and just always choose to be kind. If in any case you don't have the capacity to be kind at any given moment, then just shut up.
Thank you so, so much for your time and energy. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Now, this is the part where you share the things, people, moments, whatever it is that you're grateful for today. I would love to hear from you, so please do get in touch with me on Instagram and Facebook at After 30 with Cara Erigel. I would love to see you tag me in your stories if you do post this. And please follow me on Spotify if you haven't yet, and also leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. That would really, really help the podcast. And of course, me a lot. And I truly, truly appreciate you. I am so grateful for you. Don't forget, be grateful.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.